This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 426 for Wednesday, June 8th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday, taking some direction from the Chicago soy complex. Canola up $6 to over $27. The July contract up $6 at $1,119.10 per ton. New crop November up $19 at the final bell at $1,059. Soybeans in Chicago tested fresh contract highs, while soy oil was also stronger. Canola continued to lag its U.S. counterparts to the upside, though, but the relative softness in the Canadian market helped crush margins improve, and that likely kept some domestic crusher interest in the market. Gains in European rapeseed futures provided additional support, although Malaysian palm oil was slightly weaker. Relatively favorable crop conditions across western Canada, despite the late seeding in the eastern prairies, did keep a lid on the upside. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, while corn and wheat traded to both sides of unchanged throughout the day, but higher in the most active months at the close. Talk of solid end-user demand accounted for some of the strength in beans today, with prices hitting fresh highs before running into some profit-taking resistance. July soybeans up 11 cents at $17.40 per bushel. With available supplies dwindling ahead of the North American harvest, expectations for increased buying interest from both exporters and domestic crushers provided support, although no fresh sales were reported today. Bullish chart signals and a lack of significant farmer selling, as they're running out of old crop supplies, added to the gains. But relatively favorable growing conditions across the Midwest did temper the advances. Corn was mixed throughout the day, ending higher, up 7 cents in July at $7.64 per bushel. Strength in the cash market was supportive, while uncertainty over possible exports out of Ukraine kept some caution in the market. Talk between Russia and Turkey to open up a shipping corridor through the Black Sea have yet to yield any significant results, with market participants skeptical over how much grain will eventually be able to move. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report on Friday, and pre-report positioning was a feature. Wheat ended higher, Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents in July at $12.34 per bushel, Kansas City up 6 cents at $11.55 per bushel, and Chicago wheat up 3 cents in the July contract at $10.74 per bushel. Australian wheat production was forecast at 30.3 million tons. That'd be down by 6 million from last year, but still the fourth largest crop on record. An estimated 1.2 million tons of wheat stuck in export positions in India could move soon, according to reports out of that country. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.